Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons, text number 49. Ata nityam anityamba neha so chanti tadvidaha nanyata sakyate kartum swabhava so chatamiti. Ata nityam anityam va neha so chanti tadvidaha nanyatha sakyate kartum swabhava so chatam iti. Ata nityam anityam va neho so chanti tadvidaha nanyatha sakyate kartum swabhava so chatamiti. Ata nityam anityam va neha so chanti tadvidaha nanyatha sakyate kartum swabhava socchatamiti. Ata nityam anityam va neha socchanti tadvidaha nanyata sakyate kartum swabhava socchatamiti. Ata nityam anityam va neha so chanti tadvida nanyata sakyate kartum swabhava so chatamiti. Ladies. Neha so chanti tadvida nanyata sakyate kartum swabhava socchatamiti. Ata nityam anityam va neha socchanti tadvidaha nanyate sakyate kartum swabhava socchatamiti. Ata, therefore, nityam, the eternal spirit soul, anityam, the temporary material body, va, or, na, not, iha, in this world, shochanti, they lament for, tatvidaha, those who are advanced in knowledge of the body and soul. Na, not, anyata, otherwise, shakyate, is able, kartum, to do, svabhavaha, the nature, sochitam, of those prone to lamentation. Iti, thus. Those who have full knowledge of self-realization, who know very well that the spirit soul is eternal, whereas the body is perishable, are not overwhelmed by lamentation. But persons who lack knowledge of self-realization certainly lament. Therefore, it is difficult to educate a person in illusion. Purport. According to the Mimamsa philosophers, everything is eternal, nitya. And according to the Sankhya philosophers, everything is mitya or anitya, impermanent. Nonetheless, without real knowledge of Atma, the soul, such philosophers must be bewildered and must continue to lament as sudras. Srila Sukadeva Goswami therefore said to Parikshit Maharaj, Shrotavyadini Rajendra Rinam Santi Sahasrasaha Apasyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. Those who are materially engrossed, being blind to knowledge of the ultimate truth, have many subjects for hearing in human society, O Emperor. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, Text 2. For ordinary persons engaged in material activities, there are many, many subject matters to understand, because such persons do not understand self-realization. One must, therefore, be educated in self-realization, so that under any circumstances in life, he will remain steady in his vows. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Tadatisva Padantikam Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. There's that which is nityam, eternal, and that which is anityam, temporary. Krishna mentions in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita that those who have vision or knowledge can see the distinction between the permanent and the temporary. That which is permanent has no cessation, and that which is impermanent has no duration, which is a reference to the body and the soul. Unfortunately, most people are not able to differentiate the difference between the spirit soul and the body. They don't have any vision, as is mentioned in this verse that Prabhupada quotes here from the second canto of the Bhagavatam. Apasyatam. They're not able to see. atma-tattvam. They have no appreciation of the value of self-realization. They're not able to see beyond the experience of the gross and subtle senses. And so as a consequence, they're not able to see the spiritual identity, but are as a consequence absorbed in the temporal. And there's often a clash between those who can see and those who can't. I've been having something of a running argument with my father for the last couple of years. And he laments the fact that I didn't go to university and get my degree. Both my brothers are quite successful. My brother is, I have two brothers. The youngest brother is a lawyer, and he's an equity partner in his law firm. So he's the kind of lawyer who charges $500 an hour if you want to talk to him. And my other brother, I'm the eldest, and the other brother is a director of one of the departments in the Auditor General's department in South Australia. So my father's quite happy about the success of his youngest sons. But his eldest son dropped out of university after about 6 months. Actually, 6 weeks, I think it was. And, of course, my parents weren't very happy because my father came from a country town and was educated in what was then the technical school system. So he was educated in a system that was basically training young men to become apprentices and to work in a trade. But he became a teacher and eventually got his degree. And, of course, as a result of having his degree, then he was able to advance his career. And so it's always been his lament and my mother's lament that I didn't get a degree. Of course, they appreciate the fact that I chose a particular path of life that perhaps less followed by others. But my father is a good example of somebody who doesn't see the value of spiritual knowledge and spiritual understanding. He still, and as a consequence, laments, which is mentioned here in this verse. He laments the fact that I didn't get a degree, but doesn't appreciate the fact that I have, you know, now I have a Bhakti Shastri, or I've studied the Bhagavad Gita, and that I'm a servant of Krishna, which is really the essence of life. You know, the essence of a proper understanding of life is to understand who we really are. You know, a bachelor's or a master's or even a PhD is a temporary thing that disappears with this body. But as we know from studying the Shastra, that these temporal things are just coverings of the spirit soul, who's the real self. And despite all of the changes, we will always remain a servant. This is a proper understanding, a real education, is to understand our true identity as a spirit soul, separate from this material existence. Nasate vijate bhavo na bhavo vijate sataha. One who is learned understands the importance of life is to understand who we are as a spirit soul as a servant of Krishna. This is actually tangible knowledge that we can take with us when this mortal frame is extinguished and collapses. The education that we might have acquired from pursuing our degrees, and we're not suggesting that one shouldn't have a degree, mind you. You know, we can use material education. In fact, Srila Prabhupada encouraged his disciples to use the Western technology but harness it or connect it with Eastern spiritual knowledge so that the two could be put together and come again to that conclusion of a proper spiritual understanding of things. So it's not that we're against learning or material learning per se, but when the material learning is not connected with a proper spiritual understanding of things, then it's a waste of time. It is knowledge not properly utilized. And when there's an overemphasis on a material understanding of things, when those material things are taken away, then one laments. And, you know, I got again with my mother and father just before we came to America. I was in Adelaide where my family lives, and staying with my mother and father. And my mother was very ill. She actually, it's hard to work out. She's old now, 85, and she hadn't eaten for a couple of days, was just lying in bed, and eventually we called the doctor to find out what was going on. And while the doctor was there, she started to become unconscious, and she couldn't speak. So the doctor said, better call an ambulance because it looks like she might be having a stroke. So we called the ambulance, and the ambulance people came very quickly. They worked out what the problem was. Because my mother hadn't eaten for a couple of days, then her sugar levels had dropped. And when your sugar levels drop, then you go unconscious. So it wasn't a stroke. She just hadn't eaten anything. So within about 5 minutes, they put in a saline solution and a glucose solution, and she was wide awake within 5 minutes. But at one point it looked really, it looked pretty serious. And my father came into the room while the ambulance people were there, and then he just burst into tears, just started crying, and it was a real shock, real shock for me. And of course, my father was facing the fact that eventually my mother is going to die, or we're all going to die for that matter. And that was, for me, a very difficult thing to witness. Very hard for a, when you're young, you look up to your dad as your hero. And, to see your father cry is a very heart-wrenching thing. But this is the fate of all of us, and certainly the fate of people with a materialistic mentality, when we're not able to see the spiritual, the permanent, when we're not able to see the soul and we just see the external covering. And we become attached to that external covering, thinking that it's going to provide us with some succor or with some satisfaction or with some happiness. The material world is designed in such a way so that the material energy will always frustrate and disappoint us. We can never find permanent satisfaction and happiness in material things. And so, right from the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna teaches us a couple of very basic principles: that we're not the body, that we are spiritual by nature, that spiritual nature is permanent, and the material is impermanent. We have to learn to see with that kind of a vision. Otherwise, we'll be bewildered and frustrated. The first instruction that Krishna gives us is, you know, that you're not the body, that you're the spirit soul. Then the second instruction is that one needs to tolerate the comings and goings of material existence. Matra spashashta kuntaya sitoshna sukadukadaha agama payano nityastangsta tikshasva bharata. That one has to learn tolerance in the face of the never-ending change that's the permanent feature of material existence is that it's always changing. And one has to learn to tolerate that and see beyond the change to the spiritual. Otherwise, without this spiritual vision, one will always be chasing a will-o'-the-wisp, flickering happiness in material existence, or taking shelter in things that will ultimately fail us. And I saw that very graphically. I'm seeing it now actually very graphically with my parents, because now they're very old and they're in the final, you know, they're in their final years now, 2 or 3 or 4, 5 more years at most. And it's bewildering. You know, it's natural for us to have affection for our family members. It's natural for us to have affection for each other as devotees. That's natural. And so, you know, we also, it's not that we as devotees don't feel separation when one of our beloved and dear friends departs. But the lamentation of the devotees is different to the lamentation of the materialists. The materialist is lamenting the loss of the person. But as devotees, we understand we have not lost, but rather we have gained by the association of the devotees. We're able to gain that knowledge or that appreciation, that understanding of things spiritual. And so there may be some momentary lamentation with the loss of a dear one, but then there's an appreciation of the service rendered and the opportunity through that service to ultimately, if we're serving the devotees, then ultimately we're serving Krishna. And by rendering service and pleasing Krishna, Krishna reveals himself to the to the devotees. So for ordinary persons, the changes that take place in material existence are bewildering. But for the devotees, they understand that change is a natural occurrence, that it is a feature of material existence. But their efforts and endeavors are not focused on acquiring material possessions, which they know will come and go, but rather their activities are focused on gaining a proper understanding of what is actually taking place. Again, Prabhupada mentions here, one must therefore be educated in self-realization. Material existence is such that life is a very rocky ride because of that change. But because we're trained to see the spirit soul, and because we're trained to utilize our service propensity, which is natural to us, we will naturally serve. We can't stop ourselves from serving because that's a natural feature. Just like Prabhupada says, dharma that eternal occupation, sanatan dharma, is to always act as a servant. Just as, and Prabhupada gives the example, just as water is wet, and just as water is liquid, so similarly also the characteristic of our personality, the characteristic of the spirit soul, is to always be a servant. So the devotee's business is to learn how to be a servant of the devotees, and a servant of, ultimately, a servant of Krishna. So that when these changes take place, then one's able to stay fixed in their vision, stay fixed in their vows, without being bewildered by lamentation. The ordinary persons are bewildered by the variety of material association. But the devotees are not. One of the reasons why we come together and hear the Srimad Bhagavatam class every day is so that we can remain fixed and focused on our devotional service and not be bewildered by the array of opportunities that exist in terms of material existence. This is our form of education, if you like. Regular hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam, so that one is always reminded of and remembers our personality, our identity, our existence is focused, is based on service and service to the devotees, service to the spiritual master and service to Krishna. And as one renders service, then Krishna's actually pleased by that offering and he reciprocates with us. That reciprocation being he reveals himself to us. In the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi jogam tam jainamam upayanti te. I give them the understanding by which they come to me. Who are those persons? Those persons who are constantly engaged in service. Then Krishna says, out of compassion for them, I, dwelling within their hearts, destroy the darkness of ignorance with the lamp of transcendental knowledge. So the materialists, the materialistic persons are bewildered by the array of material subject matters and become absorbed in them, only to be frustrated because of the temporality of the material world. Whereas the devotees work within the material world and utilize those things for their own purposes, but those purposes are ultimately for the purpose of satisfying Krishna. And so they're not bewildered when those things come and go. They understand that's the nature of material existence. And they focus on rendering service to Krishna and remain steady in that occupation, because that's our culture. The devotees we understand that education is meant for understanding our identity as a servant of Krishna. So I might finish here. Does anybody have any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. Why is he crying? Yeah.
Yeah. To be spiritual and you're lamenting and crying, when in the Bhagavad Gita says that the wise does not lament for the living or the dead.
Mm.
So at this particular time, Prabhupada said that, like you also said, that it is natural for a father.
Yes.
It is natural that there's affection. So it may appear sometimes that spiritual persons, they also cried. Mm. The materialists, they also cried.
Yep.
So the difference, like you were saying, is in the activities, in the, like the spiritual persons continue, they never hesitate to do service to Krishna. Will that be the difference? Is that correct? Or there's other differences too?
Yeah, because I have to admit that I was crying too. Yes, Prabhupada mentions that Arjuna was lamenting, but he says that's a symptom of the fact that he's a devotee and he has a soft heart, and he could appreciate, you know, devotees are able to appreciate the sufferings of others. So on the one hand, you know, we're philosophical, right? You know, there's an example of... And I don't know if this is relevant or not. There's some relevance. There's the story of Madhavendra Puri and Ramchandra Puri. Madhavendra Puri, in his final days, was... meditating on the Lord in the mood of separation, in the mood of Radharani. And so there's, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's the quotation of the verse where Radharani is lamenting that she couldn't meet Krishna, that he'd gone to Mathura and she couldn't meet him. And so he was crying and he was immersed, absorbed in this mood of the gopis' separation from Krishna. Then Ramchandra Puri came along and saw his spiritual master in this mood of lamentation, and he said to him, "Why are you lamenting? You know, Brahma Bhuta Prashanatma na Sochati na Kanchati," right? A devotee should be equipoised and neither hankers nor laments for anything, right? So he was a latent, or maybe even manifest impersonalist. So Madhavendra Puri got very upset with his disciple and he said, "You fool, you know, get out of here. I never want to see your face again." Because he didn't understand. You know, he was thinking just from the Gyan platform, you know, everything comes and goes. Why are you lamenting? Not understanding the inner mood of his spiritual master and the depth of his meditation, and that he wasn't lamenting from the material platform, but rather he was lamenting from the spiritual platform. So, you know, the devotees sometimes show similar emotions to those of the materialistic people, but their motivation or their mood is very, very, very different. Is coming from a spiritual understanding and appreciation. So, you know, it's natural for us to feel separation when somebody passes away. Even our parents, you know, it's going to be natural for us to feel the loss. But we can balance that feeling of separation with the shastric or the knowledge, you know, the knowledge, the gyan, and our vigyan. So I would say yes. We you know, we'll show emotions, but we don't become overwhelmed by lamentation. For Vasprabhu.
I thought your comment about your father and mother's feeling about what you did with your life, and it's really apropos in terms of what the purport itself is saying, and I think it's really important to understand that there is education in Krishna consciousness. You know, yes. A lot of times, even as devotees, we've seen many devotees, even in Krishna consciousness, lose sight that there is education in this philosophy, and they go back to the university,
yes,
to get educated,
yep,
so to speak. But we see that your father, who was an educated man, who made progress in his knowledge of material substances, but still at the end of his life, or close to it here, he's lamenting. Whereas we see the education that you can receive in Krishna consciousness is so powerful that if one seriously takes up this education, at the end of his life, he won't feel this lamentation. And one will actually be able to go back to Godhead. Because this lamentation keeps us in this material world.
Yes.
Prabhupada said this lamentation is sudras. This is what a sudra does. It laments, or he laments constantly.
That's right.
And so we shouldn't belittle the Srimad Bhagavatam or the Acharya, because the knowledge and the education that we're getting here surpasses anything in this material world, because everything that's here is temporary. As Prabhupada puts in a purport, that there's a gazillion things that you can get into in the material world. I mean, how many you can people are studying butterflies, for God's sake. You know, and they spend their whole career studying the larva and the butterfly and the colors of the butterfly.
Guess what they'll become in the next lifetime.
Yeah. Can you imagine the lamentation of that particular individual because he didn't see all of the butterflies, or he didn't get to discover that beautiful butterfly? And this is a sudra mentality. And even as devotees, we should be very careful of this sudra mentality and don't get caught up in this so-called education and become a sudra again and lament in your life.
And it's funny. Nice comment. It's funny because my father actually is very happy with what I've done. But every now and again he goes back to lamenting. Anything else? Okay, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.